Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is Rusty Thomas with LifePoint Church and Go the Distance Radio. Welcome back. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 17 says, "Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice, all deceit, all hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind." He says, "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." This morning, I want to just kind of share with you the starting point. How do we live this life that God called us to live, this thankful life that He's called us to live? This morning, He's asking us in Peter to rid ourselves of all malice and all deceit, of all hypocrisy and envy and slander of every kind. And then He's telling us that the Word, like to crave it, like that pure spiritual milk, to crave it and to grow up in our salvation. He said, "You've tasted that the Lord is good. You've been led by the Lord and see that He's good." So He's asking us to live good lives this morning, that it would be pleasing to God and pleasing in the sight of others. Let us pray together as we consider the Lord and what He's done for us today. Lord, we love You. We thank You. We praise You that You give us instruction in Your Word to live godly lives, lives that would be pleasing to You. Father, we've tasted that You're good. We've seen that You're good. God, I pray that You'd help us to grow and to be more obedient to who You are and Your Word. That, God, we would experience the abundant life that You give us today. And it's in Your name we pray. Amen.